This is 90.9 and 88.9 KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. On Friday, September 29th, the Pinta and the Nina, replicas of Columbus's ships, will open for tours in downtown Cape Girardeau and will be available for tours. Plus, there are several other activities taking place that same weekend downtown. Stacy Dohan Lane is the host of KRCU's All About Cape and is with Visit Cape. She stopped by to tell us more about all the upcoming activities.
So, Dan, I hope you're planning on being in Cape Girardeau the last weekend in September, the first weekend in October, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I understand we're going to have some visiting history, really.
Yes. On Friday, September 29th, the Pinta and the Nina, they're Columbus replica ships. They're going to be docked at Riverfront Park and open for tours Friday, September 29th through Monday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day.
And these are, I read in some of the information you sent out, the historians consider these type of ships like the space shuttle of their time. Explain that. What does that mean?
So they're called caravels, and they're a Portuguese ship that was used by Christopher Columbus and many other early explorers to discover new worlds. So these ships really harken back to those early days of exploration in the late 1400s and in the 1500s. From what I understand, they're very small. You don't expect them to be as small as they are. And apparently they packed a ton of animals and people and supplies in these ships. So these ships are really going to bring to life what those early days of exploration were like on the sea.
And the Nina was completely built by hand?
No power tools. And Archaeology Magazine has referred to it as the most historically correct Columbus replica ever built. I feel like I should emphasize these are just replicas of these ships from the late 1400s.
But they're going to be here in Cape Girardeau, and there's a chance for the public to come down, and I guess there'll be special things for students to come down. This is a real learning opportunity, right?
Absolutely. And if teachers are interested in setting up a group tour for their class or for their students, they can do that. If you go to visitcape.com/historicweekend2017, we've got all the information for how to book those group tours. And for anybody from the general public who wants to go out and see these amazing pieces of history, they're going to be open for tours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, September 29th through Monday, October 2nd. So it's $8 for adults to tour both ships. It's $7 for seniors over 60, and it's $6 for students ages 5 through 16. And if you've got any kiddos 4 and under, they can tour for free.
And this coincides with some other things happening in Cape Girardeau around this same time, right?
Yes. If you're bored that weekend in Cape Girardeau, I really don't know what to tell you because we've got the Pinta and the Nina in town all weekend. If you go to Riverfront Park on Saturday, September 30th, not only do you have the opportunity to tour the Pinta and the Nina, the Conservation Department's also doing their yearly Day on the River event. So you can do a free boat ride on the mighty Mississippi River. They've got Asian carp tastings, and they'll have all kinds of hands-on activities really highlighting what life on the Mississippi River is like from that natural perspective. So that's all happening on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Cape Girardeau Heritage Day is taking place as well. So the Red House is going to have a beehive oven baking demonstration. The Glen House has a Victorian tea that you can pre-register for at visitcape.com/historicweekend2017. Chris Museum is doing a float your own boat event, and other historic attractions are open as well to participate in Heritage Day.
Stacy Dohalene is with Visit Cape. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
As Stacy mentioned, you can find out more about the activities happening the last weekend of September in downtown Cape Girardeau at visitcape.com/historicweekend2017. We'll also post the link at krcu.org as well. This is KRCU.